today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 29th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 27th of August, 2022 of Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we'll start with the Holy Quran. For today, we choose Surah Anfal, verses 2-3. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukirallahu wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat 'alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imana. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ
The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful, and when His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith, and upon their Lord they rely.
الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ
The ones who establish prayer, and from what we have provided them, they spend.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The true believers are those who are in awe of Allah because of His glorification and veneration. That is when the speech is delivered upon Allah's justice, retribution, and power. They dread, and when the speech is about His bounties, kindnesses, graces, and rewards, they feel peace in themselves. Moreover, whenever a believer remembers the divine bounties and forgiveness of Allah, he obtains a favorable opinion and he rests. But when he remembers his own sins, he becomes inconvenient and anxious.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
This is today's special. We're going to speak about standing firm on the path of Allah. Istiqama. That means standing firm. Literally means continuous, fearless, and unwavering progression towards a target. In order to emphasize how difficult it is, to achieve this state, the Prophet Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, even though he is a mercy to all beings, as well as the best example of perfection in morality, was addressed in a divine warning to, therefore, stand firm in the straight path as you are commanded. As in chapter Hud, that is chapter 11 of the Holy Quran, verse 112. In this connection, it is said, no other commandment weighed more heavily upon the Prophet's shoulders than this verse in the Quran.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. As we know, and it happens to everybody in their daily lives, there may be some standpoints, some contexts in which the person may need to remain steadfast in the way or in the path he or she chooses. In this connection, steadfastness means being and remaining on the right side despite all sorts of pressures and misfortunes. This is, of course, a Quranic indication. It's indicated in the Holy Quran in this way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana. O Allah, may you provide us patience and may you make our footsteps steadfast. In this connection, we find that this kind of steadfastness is also indicated in certain prayers. For example, it's indicated in Ziyarat Ashura in this way, وَثَبِّتْ لِي قَدَمَ الصَّدْقِ. And may you make me steadfast in the right way or in the right path. It's also indicated thus in Ziyarat-e Jami'e Kabire. And for your information, Ziyarat-e Jami'e Kabire is a ziyarat text issued by the 10th Infallible Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam in favor of all the Infallible Imams. In it, that is in the Ziyarat-e Jami'e Kabire, we find it indicated in this way, فَثَبِّتْنَا اللَّهُ أَبَدًا مَا حَيِّتُ عَلَى مُوَالَاتِكُمْ. And may Allah make us steadfast forever in the way of being devoted to you.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
We are on the studio of IRIB English Radio and we'll listen to this program, today's special. Now we're going to speak about means of steadfastness in Islam, turning towards the Quran. This is one mean. The Quran is the foremost aid to standing firm in Islam. It is a strong rope and clear light of Allah. Whoever adheres to it, Allah will protect him. Whoever follows it, Allah will save him. And moreover, calls to its way will be guided to the straight path. Allah has stated that the reason why this book was revealed in stages was to help his prophet to stand firm in his faith. From this, we can see the difference between those whose lives are connected to the Quran, who read it, recite it, memorize it, study it, ponder its meanings, and take it as their starting point and their refuge, and those who are preoccupied with the words of man.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Now let's look at the qualities of a believer. A believer and enduring trials with patience. Tribulations are part of life. This has been mentioned several times in the Quran. No believer will make a claim to faith without being tested. This test comes in a form of trial, and Allah the Almighty revealed the solution. A look at chapter Baqara, verse 153, that Allah says, O you who believe, seek help in patience and a salah, the prayer. Truly, Allah is with as-sabirin. That means the patient ones. Again, that was in chapter Baqarah, verse 153. The Prophet said, amazing is the affair of the believer. Verily, all of his affair is good. And this is not for no one except the believer. If something of good befalls him, he is grateful and that is good for him. If something of harm befalls him, he is patient and that is good for him.
So this, the belief in Al-Jannah and An-Nar, is a fundamental core belief of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some of the descriptions of Al-Jannah. The beauties, the delights, the pleasures, the bounties, the favors of Al-Jannah are mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about which individuals will have the honor to enter Jannah and which individuals will be denied the honor of entering Jannah. Allah azza wa jal tells us which actions we can do in order to achieve Jannah, paradise, on the Day of Judgment. All of this is mentioned in the Holy Quran. And what we notice when we read the Quran, we notice that Allah Azza wa Jal, He excites us about the prospects of Jannah. He encourages us to seek Jannah. It's as if He is advertising it. He is marketing it to a great extent. He shows the bounties and the pleasures and the beauties of Jannah in such a beautiful way so that we all say, I want Al-Jannah. I want to enter Al-Jannah. I want to be amongst those blessed individuals that will enter Jannah, that will have the honor to experience this beautiful bounties and pleasures and delights of Jannah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He excites the prospects. He excites us about the prospects of Jannah. He says in the Holy Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. He says, and rush, run, towards what? Towards مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Towards the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. And then the Quran says, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And towards the Jannah. And Allah describes the Jannah as being greater than the samawat and the ardh, the entire world, universe. It's so great, it's so vast. Allah Azza wa Jal says, this great Jannah, rush towards it. He's encouraging us to seek it. And then He says, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That this Jannah has been prepared for the muttaqeen, the pious individuals, the righteous, the believers, Allah has prepared for them this vast, grand Jannah that we all yearn for.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and believe you in Allah's protection.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.